Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thanks so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. People's Party presidential candidate calls for the Speaker's immediate resignation. Government launches expanded cash for work program across 116 districts, and U.S. accused of using illegal workers at center processing refugee claims in South Africa.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. People's Party presidential candidate Dr. Sebastian Kopolande has written to Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Moti, calling on her to resign with immediate effect over what he describes as gross misconduct, partisan bias, and contempt for the constitution and parliamentary dignity. In an open letter dated 17th December 2025, Dr. Kopolande says the Speaker's conduct in the National Assembly following the passage of Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 on Monday, 15th December 2025, a bill he claims had already been declared unconstitutional by the Constitutional Court, crossed serious constitutional, ethical and moral lines, rendering her continued stay in office untenable. Dr. Kopolande says the office of the Speaker demands absolute neutrality, independence, restraint and decorum, but alleges that Ms. Moti's actions since assuming office have demonstrated partisan allegiance to the ruling UPND rather than fidelity to the Constitution and Parliament as an institution. He further describes as disturbing and embarrassing what he terms the Speaker's celebratory conduct on the floor of the House following the passage of the bill, which he says mocked the gravity of constitutional governance, desecrated the dignity of the National Assembly, reduced Parliament to a partisan theatre, and violated established Commonwealth parliamentary standards. Dr. Kopolande says Ms. Moti's continued stay in office is incompatible with the principles of constitutionalism, neutrality, integrity and democratic governance. Meanwhile, PF presidential aspirant Makhebi Zulu says the passage of Bill 7 has wounded the trust of people who believed in their members of parliament. Speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Zulu said despite what he described as a betrayal, the Zambian spirit remains unbroken and continues to demand integrity, accountability and justice.
As an aspiring presidential candidate, I reaffirm before you our commitment to embark on a truly inclusive, transparent and people-driven constitution-making process. This process will not be imposed from the corridors of power, but will rise from every town, village and community. Our constitution shall once again be the voice of our aspiration and the vessel of our collective sovereignty and an embodiment of our national values and principles, among which are constitutional democracy, patriotism and national unity.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sialuvalo has launched the revised Cash for Work program, expanding its coverage from the current 87 to 116 districts nationwide. Speaking during the launch, Mr. Siyaluvalo said the expanded program, which is targeting more than 1.5 million beneficiaries, demonstrates the government's commitment to ensuring citizens in all parts of the country are included. He said the revised six-month Cash for Work program, which will commence in January 2026, has addressed shortcomings experienced during Phase 1 and has abolished simple tasks such as slashing and sweeping.
We take great pride in the significant expansion of this program, in a remarkable stride towards inclusivity and support. Coverage of this program has been increased from 87 districts which are benefiting in the year 2023-2024 period to now 116 districts, meaning the whole country now is being covered. This expansion signifies our commitment to ensuring that every corner of Zambia feels the impact of the program. Now I declare the revised Cash for Work program officially launched.
And Ministry Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, has disclosed that the ministry has procured 10 trucks in Lusaka to assist with the collection and disposal of garbage cleared by beneficiaries under the Cash for Work program, among other functions.
And so what we saw was that much of that garbage which was removed by the people that were doing the Cash for Work ended up going back into the drainage. In the phase two, we are happy to report that that issue was factored in, and for Lusaka specifically, we have enhanced the collection side of the councils by procuring 10 tipping tractors that are specialized for garbage collection and tipping into the dump site without necessarily requiring the manual labor.
A grade 11 pupil of Choma Day Secondary School in Southern Province has been found dead at her parents' home, with police suspecting she was sexually assaulted before her death. In a statement, Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo says the body was discovered on December 16, 2025, by the victim's 12-year-old brother after he found the house locked and later entered to find his sister lying naked in the sitting room. He said police officers who rushed to the scene found bloodstains on the floor, a bloodstained pounding stick near the door, and a lady's pants believed to belong to the deceased nearby. Mr. Namalongo says preliminary examination revealed a deep head injury, bleeding from the nose, and a substance suspected to be semen, with samples taken for forensic analysis. He said investigations also indicated that a male person identified only as Kelvin, whose other details are not yet known, was seen near the scene wearing a blue work suit. Zambia Research and Development Center Board Chairperson Dr. Richard Silumbe has called for urgent and unified action across Africa, stressing that the continent's abundant natural resources and human capital must be deliberately harnessed for development. Speaking at the International Multidisciplinary Conference 2025, Dr. Silumbe said Zambia has the capacity to achieve far more due to its rich mineral endowment and skilled population, adding that Africa is reclaiming its rightful place in the 21st century. He has cited examples from Niger, Zimbabwe and Burkina Faso, where governments are asserting greater control over mineral resources and promoting local value addition by restricting the export of raw materials.
Africa is rising up to reclaim its right place in the 21st century. And never again will Africa be called a dark continent. Africa is rising up, and we are in the right track. But the question is, how fast are we moving towards this great future? How committed is each individual country in Africa towards achieving this economic independence?
Meanwhile, Professor Inga Koryajina, head of international development for Russia Africa and an expert with Russia's State Duma, has highlighted Zambia's vast potential and urged all stakeholders to work together towards a better future.
Let us move from sharing knowledge co-creating the program